WOLB. Good morning, Baltimore and the surrounding areas. This is Orin Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. Happy New Year to everyone. I know we had a recorded show last week. I was out of town on business, but happy to be back. Again, this is the Entrepreneur's Edge, and I am Orin Solomon, where we talk about entrepreneur topics. We celebrate the entrepreneur, the small business entrepreneur, the big business entrepreneur, the brand new entrepreneur, the seasoned entrepreneur. We talk about entrepreneur topics from networking to building businesses to all types of businesses to network marketing, you name it. We talk about it to empower people in our community and people on the airways around the country. So appreciate y'all listening to the show today. Got a great show for you today. It may be controversial for some of you, but I thought that it'd be something that we should talk about. Over the holiday season, I was just doing a lot of reading and looking at things. And one of the things I realized is that, you know, there are a lot of educated people in our country that either are underemployed or don't have employment. And so I started doing some more research. And the question I came up with today for today's show is a college degree worth it? Let me repeat it. Is a college degree worth it? Now, why am I asking this question? Well, a lot of people, after doing some research, I realized there are a lot of kids that go into debt. They go into huge debt, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for an education. And then when they get out of school, they aren't guaranteed a job. And then some people that do get jobs, they get jobs out of their field, or they get jobs that are just minimum wage jobs that they could have gotten just out of high school. And this seems to be a growing trend. There's a video out there. It's called The College Bubble. If you get a chance, you might want to Google that and watch that video. It's a very enlightening video. And for those of you that are parents, this show is really geared to you and to you, the college graduate or someone that's maybe just out of high school or someone that's in college. This show is for you as well. But check it out when you can. It's called The College Bubble. You can just Google it, and it'll tell you a little bit about, you know, the whole situation with colleges now and how people are going into debt. So I've taken some statistics down. Before I get into that, though, I do want to give the number out because I'm sure we'll have some discussions. I've got a guest that's going to be on the show here in a little bit just to kind of tell you about his experience. The number here is 410-481-1010. If you're in the Baltimore surrounding area, again, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. And if you're listening to the show as we do every week, if you're if this is a new year for you, obviously you want to do something different, you want to start a business, you don't know how, you're curious, you can text us at 443-722-1857. Again, 443-722-1857. Again, the topic today is a college degree worth it? So I'm going to go through a couple of things that I saw. It says college. This was studies done from 2010. College students in 2010 left school with an average of about $25,000 in debt. Student loans are the highest that they've ever been, and unemployment rates are pretty high. They're obviously getting better now, but it's starting to shape the public opinion on whether a college degree is worth it or not. In fact, for the first time, our nation's cumulative college debt has surpassed the credit card debt for the first time ever. And folks, that's a problem. That's a major problem when, you know, people were sold a bill of goods to go to school and get educated, but we can't repay because the job market is not as great as it should be, or there's just not employment. You know, employment's being shipped overseas. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to get the impression that I'm saying don't go to college, okay? So I don't want to get any calls about that. I am a proponent of education. In fact, I plan on sending my kids to college. I went to college, but, you know, I went to school, fortunately for me, on a scholarship. So my education was paid for. But it's kind of hard to look a kid in the inner city in the face and tell them that, you know, the way to go is to go to college. And the way to do it is to obviously get a loan. And you can go and be whatever you want to be. And they're studying sociology. And when they get out of school, they're $100,000 in debt, and their job is paying them $17,000 a year, and they can't afford to live anywhere, and they can't afford to drive a decent car and pay for their meals, and they got to move back home. And it's just, so I don't know if the system is really the same anymore. And so, you know, that's why we created shows like this, The Entrepreneur's Edge. And I have a lot of documentation to share with you during the course of the next hour here, not just from me, but from some billionaires and people who've actually dropped out of school, who've become extremely wealthy, to kind of give you some alternatives. Because I know sometimes in our community, man, we just, you know, I know my parents beat it in my head, education, education. My parents aren't from this country, by the way. They're from Guyana. And, you know, most people that come from different parts of the world to America see this as the land of opportunity. And so they promote and they really push education. But America is really about entrepreneurship. It's about being, it is a capitalistic society. And it's not that you can't have both. You know, you can obviously be educated. That's very important. But you can also be an entrepreneur and make your own way and not have to put yourself in behind the eight ball. In fact, Mark Cuban talked about this on a show. He talked about how difficult it is now for these institutions. They're charging so much money for these kids to go to school, and they're not guaranteed a job. So if you want to call in and jump into the discussion, feel free to do it. If you're a parent that has a child in high school, you're concerned about paying for their education, you want to talk about that, or maybe a parent who's just finished paying for someone to go to school, you're in the midst of it right now, and it's really kicking your butt, give me a call. Or if you're 18 to 25 years old, or you're just going to school and you're starting to feel the pressure of having to pay for school, trying to figure out where you're going to get the money from, we'd love to hear all aspects of it. My number is 410-481-1010. If you're in the Baltimore area, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010. And if you are a wannabe entrepreneur looking to start a business, you can text us 443-722-1857. 443-722-1857. And we'll show you how to kind of point you in the right direction here. I want to read a couple other things. It says, your college degree is not your destiny. Meaning, you know, whatever you choose to study in school, it's not your destiny. In fact, most college graduates don't practice in the field in which they studied in at school. So we pay a lot of money for school. We get educated, but then we get jobs that are not in our field. And I mean, that's just common. I know that happened for me. I studied sociology in school, and you know, that's just the way it goes. So a couple other things I want to read. It says the cost of college is rising drastically. A 4-year degree from a decent university is around $70,000. Now, I believe that number is pretty low, but that's the number they use. I know the school that I went to, that I was fortunate enough to go to, 4 years at that school is well over $200,000 right now. And I know coming from where I came from, man, I know I would not have been able to afford that education if I could not run a football, if I couldn't throw and tackle and you know, do those kind of things. So, it's just amazing how much education is costing now. And, you know, so the question is a college degree worth it? Is it worth it to put yourself through that? I know Mark Cuban talked about what he would do now if he were coming out of high school. They asked him, they said, you know, what would you do? What would you suggest to a high school kid graduating, coming out of school? And he suggested that that you go to a small school to start. If money is an issue, if you have to pay for your own way, he said he recommends that you go to maybe a junior college or a small school, so you don't have to pay as much for that particular first year or 2 years, and then you can finish up at a bigger school and you can actually get that degree. But to go in debt $40,000 and $50,000 is very, very tough. You're behind the eight ball already. So that's what we're talking about today on The Entrepreneur's Edge. Is college worth it? And I'm a proponent of people going to school, but not putting themselves too far in debt and being behind the eight ball where you can't catch up. I've got a guest that's going to be coming on here shortly. I'm going to read a couple other things to you. It says most college students can't afford that $70,000. So they have to take out a loan in which they have to repay. Then they aren't guaranteed a job, but then they have to, you know, start paying that loan right when they get out of school. And then when they get out of school, you know, obviously, the jobs aren't paying a whole lot of money. But then you have to live on your own. Then you have to pay for expenses and food, and you have to pay back that loan. So it just really puts you in a really, really, really tough spot. And I believe that, you know, entrepreneurship is the way. We should be teaching our kids entrepreneurship, teaching them how to do something outside of what we normally do outside of the job, so that we can create another stream of income and actually have a better way. So I have made arrangements to have a young gentleman on our show here today. And I've known him for a couple of years. He comes from a great family here in Baltimore, Maryland. And he's just a good kid. And I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself, and because his mom and they're just great people. So if I can... do I hit yes one here? All right, there we go. All right, Brendan, are you in line? Brendan, can you hear me? Did I lose him? Right here. Hang on a second. Play. Bear with us here as we try to get him on the line. So this is Oren Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge, and we are talking about, is college worth it? And Brendan, are you there? Can you hear me? Brendan? Okay, we're gonna wait for him to get back on. Maybe he got off the line. So I'm talking about is a college degree worth it? A couple of things I want to put out to you guys as well. Sorry about that. Okay, it says like a business person, you know, one of the things you want to look at is your return on investment. Very, very important. You know, being an entrepreneur and looking at businesses and business opportunities, you know, one of the first things you always ask yourself is, what is the return on investment? You know, if I put in my money, or if I put in my time or my resources, what type of return am I looking for? And, you know, I saw some unbelievable numbers with regards to a college education. I think we've had Brendan on the line here.
This is Tom, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Brendan, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So how are you?
I'm wonderful. I am on the line here with a young 20-year-old gentleman. His name is Brendan Nelson. And Brendan, I was hoping you can tell our listening audience just a little bit about your background, you know, where you're from, where you went to high school, and, you know, why you wanted to go to college, but also why you chose to become an entrepreneur. I think it would really help some people and help some of the listening audience, especially the parents that have kids in school or are aspiring to go to college. I think it'd be great for them to hear.
Okay, sure. My name is Brendan Nelson. I guess my background, I started out at Mount St. Joseph High School. It's a very good Catholic school. I didn't like it at the time in terms of the values and stuff that they did for us back then, but now I can see the difference that it makes in my life in terms of the way I act, the way I conduct myself, the way I dress. So I definitely give back to my high school and what they gave to me. I guess to start off, I didn't have very good grades in high school. I think my GPA was a 2.4, so it wasn't the best. But I still happened to get in a good college. I went to Penn State for a year. I went there to study computer science. And, at the time, I liked computers. I did really well with them, but I didn't like the aspect of sitting behind a desk all day long and just typing. And I didn't like that aspect. I like technology, but I wanted to be in something that was moving fast, where I could do something that's fun, interactive with people, and not just in a desk. So I started to look at some other businesses. At first, I did maybe some online businesses that I thought was really good, and it didn't really pan out for me very well, but it was all in terms of trial and error. And then... as I kept growing, I knew that I wanted to do something else. And as the year went on in my college year, I wanted to be able to travel a lot. At the time, I did have a girlfriend that lived like 3,000 miles away, and I wanted to be able to do something different and travel and be myself. My mom actually introduced me to a company. I met with a marketing company a year prior to that, and she was doing really well, very successful, and I thought this could be the option where I could do something for myself and my family and support them and to be able to live the lifestyle I want to live. So at that time, I dropped out of school. I know a lot of people look at me as something that is crazy, something that shouldn't have been done, but I also had to look at that I was going to be in $40,000 in debt by that 1 year. And that really stuck to me because it didn't make sense to be in a school where I didn't know that what major I was choosing was going to be something that I wanted to do as a career. So I didn't want to be $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt, and I'm just trying to find my major. So I got started with the business with my mom, and we're doing really well. I'm very excited for the growth we're going to have this year. And at this point now, I'm looking forward to the future and what we're going to be building in the next 20, 30 years. So I'm excited for that as well.
Awesome, Brennan. Hey, Brennan, share with everyone, how old are you right now?
I just turned 20 December 10th.
Okay. And folks, I just want you to understand that we're not telling people to quit school. We're not telling you to tell your kids to drop out. That's not the message here. I just wanted you to hear from someone. And I know there are a lot of people like Brennan who just came to the realization. And look, guys, I'm a proponent of school. Like, I want people to get their degree and get their education. But because of, the economy and the job market, man, you can get so way behind coming out without a degree. I mean, coming out with a degree and still having debt. So this was just a route that he chose to take. And Brennan, I really appreciate you calling into the show and sharing your story with us. And,
thank you.
You know, I know that you're going to be successful in whatever you choose to do. And I just wanted to thank you so much, man. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I also just want to say that, education is key. I mean, I'm still doing my, studying. And actually, if I decide what I want to do, I want to go back to school and and still learn. So I'm not saying that college is not the answer, but I love education. I love learning and everything like that. So I do appreciate the time, Solomon. And thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Thanks. You take care. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. We've got Leo on line one. Hey, Leo, how you doing?
Yes, good morning, sir, and a happy new year to you and everybody in Radio Land.
Happy new year to you. Thanks for calling in.
I simply want to say that college is wonderful. The discussion is vital. But I want us to remember that if you're going to go to college or to trade school or vocational education, however you might further your education, you've got to couple that with the kind of counseling and direction that ensures that when you reach a certain plateau, when you get your first degree or what.
Yep.
Are you there?
I'm here. Go ahead.
That you're able to employ yourself. That there's self-employment or home-based businesses. There's nothing wrong with seeking employment under someone else's umbrella. But you've got to be the first line of protection and defense is your own. And that is, you've got to be able to take care of yourself, because the reality is that the government in our country, and I mean the federal government in particular, has allowed businesses to be outsourced. We've got laws that protect big business people, and they're able to take their incomes to the Cayman Islands or wherever else they want to take it. And they might be entrepreneurs, but the reality is that they're operating multi-billion-dollar businesses, and more than half of their business is being done overseas, which ought to, frankly, be illegal. I don't think the Congress will own up to that. I don't think they've got the guts to try to change that paradigm.
Probably not.
But we got to have a new perspective in holding folks accountable on this whole issue of jobs. Back in the 40s and 50s, you could get a job with certainty, a middle-class job with just a high school education. You're right, that has changed. But at this point in time, we've got to make sure that we hold our elected officials accountable in terms of making sure that there's fairness with regard to how people are allowed particularly big businesses, are allowed to proliferate and to do their own thing, many times not in the best interest of the poor or the middle class.
Sure, my friend. Hey, man, I really appreciate your input here on the show. Do me a favor, Leo. If you can leave your information with the board op, we'd love to follow up with you and just stay in communication with you. Is that okay?
That is fine.
Thanks for calling in. Happy New Year to you.
Take care.
Have
Happy
a good
New Year
one.
To
yep,
you.
Take care. We've got Mike on line number two. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing again this week?
We're great, man. Thanks for calling in.
Well, look, I'd like to echo what you were saying, and that's in picking a vocation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that the parents really need to be aware of what type of vocation your child is going to pursue, and what does that vocation pay?
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it depends on what you're going to do. If you can accept, or if that child can accept, that job is only going to pay that much, and that they're going to be happier doing that job as before they're going to be happy with the income.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I'd like to stress to people is that the best way to go through life, for me anyway, has been to have multiple streams of income.
Amen.
You know, if we could get out of that, because part of the reason why in our community we're saddled with student loan debt is because we haven't done the things in the beginning to save the 10% that we should be saving for ourselves and our retirement, paying off our mortgages in 15 years instead of 30, and then putting some money away for that child's education. And the best way to do that is to have multiple streams of income. If you're struggling from week to week, and you don't know why you're going to work, you're just getting up every day and you're just going to work, but you don't have a divine purpose, a reason for getting up there and go, then life and work is a drudgery. But if you pursue your passion, do it, do more than you're paid to do, then you'll make more than the average person will make. And then you'll have some to put away for that child's education or your children's education. You'll be able to invest in long-term, term life insurance that should you die, your family will be taken care of. When you're living paycheck to paycheck, life is a struggle.
It's tough, man. It is. It is. Mike, I always enjoy your input, man. Appreciate you calling into the show and can leave your information with the board op, man. We'd love to stay in touch with you, all right?
Okay, I need to talk to you for a tax person. I need a good tax person for my businesses this year.
No problem. Do me a favor. Just leave your information. Call back. Leave your info with the board. We'll take care of you. All right?
You got it. Thanks.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Take care, buddy. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, guys. This is Oren Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. We're talking about, is a college degree worth it? And I appreciate Leo and Mike calling in the show today to just kind of give their input. I want to thank Brendan Nelson. And I want to stress, I'm not telling people to don't send your kid to college. I'm not saying that at all. I plan on sending all my three kids to school, but what I see now is so many kids come out of school that can't get a job or land a job outside of their field. I can't tell you how many stories where I've read people working at Starbucks or just regular retail jobs. They have a degree, and now they're in debt $50,000, $60,000, $100,000. $150,000. It makes no sense whatsoever. And so that's why we have a show like this called The Entrepreneur's Edge. I can tell you so many stories of people who have either dropped out of college and are super wealthy, and people who basically got wealthy in high school just through some sort of invention. Now, I'm not saying everyone is that skilled or talented or lucky. What I'm saying is we have to think outside of the box. We've got to think alternatively in these days and times, because the traditional thing of going to college, getting a degree, getting a great job, getting that 401k, those times are kind of moving away here. Most people are going to be independent contractors in the very near future. We're going to have our own businesses. And so I just want to bring this conversation to light to this particular audience so that we can just be honest about sending our kids to school. I know it's a taboo, especially in the African-American community, because, man, we preach education. You know, my parents beat it in my head on how important education was and how it's essential to have a degree. Well, in actuality, I had people that I graduated with from high school that went into the workforce right away, and some of them are doing a lot better than some people that went to college. I mean, that's the reality. I read some other articles, one in Business Insider that was an awesome, awesome piece. And I'm gonna read a little piece of it to you. And this was in September of 2013. And this particular article, it says, as the school year starts up again, the class of 2017 is heading off to college. For the first time, and a whole crop of high school seniors is beginning to consider where they'll go next year or whether they will either go at all. It says college still pays off in the long run, but as tuition prices continue to climb, debt loads are higher than ever. And the first years out of school are extremely high. So the reason I'm reading this to you guys is because the co-founder of PayPal, his name is Peter Thief. What he did was, it says, he claimed that college just isn't worth it in this day and age. He said it's better to do a startup. So what he's doing, listen to what this guy's doing. He's giving 20 bright young people $100,000 each to start up their own company instead of going to college. Let me repeat that. This is the CEO of PayPal. His name is Peter Thief, T-H-I-E-L, Peter Thiel. It says he's taking 20 people. I don't know how they qualify, but 20 young, bright people, giving them $100,000 each to start up their own company. And that is some powerful, powerful stuff. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because we want to push this particular generation towards entrepreneurship. That is just the way to go. You know, I was exposed to entrepreneurship at age 23. And man, you know, knowing what I know now, you know, I'm glad I went to college because it was a great experience for me. It was a great experience for me to network with people, meet new folks. But did I really learn a lot about? I mean, I don't remember half the stuff I learned in school. But it was a great chance for me to mature and grow and develop. So we're talking about, is college worth it? I'm going to give out the number if you want to call in and chime into this conversation. 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010 if you're in the Baltimore area. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. And if you're listening to the show and you want to be an entrepreneur, it's a new year, you want to start something new, you're not sure where to start, you can text us at 443-722-1857. Again, 443-722-1857. Again, we're talking about, is college worth it? Is a college degree worth it? And in many cases, yes. In some cases, not so true. In fact, man, I have so much documentation, I don't even know where to start. I was reading another article in The Economist. And actually, before I get to that, why don't we take this call real quick? We've got KD on the line. Hey, KD, how are you?
I'm well. I was calling to comment about if college is worth it.
Yes, sir.
Depends on what you're going for, I would say, because especially looking to be an entrepreneur, they would go into business management, teaching you how to run your own business.
Mm-hmm. No, I, you know what, Katie, you took the words right out. I was going to talk about that. Is, you know, some degrees, obviously, you need higher education, but some of them you don't.
Right.
You know,
I did 2 years of college for culinary. My teachers were teachers that graduated maybe 2-3 years before me that had never even worked in the kitchen. I mean, I had more experience than a lot of the teachers had. So, you know, they give me a recipe and say, here, make this, and then say, here's your grade. That's kind of crazy for college, you know what I mean?
Can you hear me still? Are you still there?
I'm here. Say that again?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I thought you were still talking.
Well, yeah, I mean, just the teachers, they give you an assignment, say, here, fix this and fix that, and then give you a grade. I mean, so I can't say about any other college, but for me being in culinary college, I think it was kind of a waste of money.
Yeah.
I learned a little bit about the food and beverage person aspects of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had perks as far as the business side, but as far as the industry side, it was weak.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it seems to be the sentiment with a lot of different professions. And Katie, thanks so much for calling, man. Appreciate your input today. Again, feel free to leave your information at the board up. We'd love to follow up with you afterwards, okay?
All right,
take care. You know, Katie makes a really, really good point, and we were going to talk about this a little bit later. I might as well talk about it now. Now, there's some professions that you do need higher education. Look, if you're going to school to be a doctor, then obviously you have to go to college. You have to have an undergraduate degree. You have to have, your advanced stuff and your residency and that kind of stuff you need. If you want to be an engineer, you have to go to college. You have to have that particular degree. So, and there are so many other different areas of work, of profession, where you do need a college degree. And in that case, it's worth it. Look, if you're going to be a doctor, obviously it costs a ton of money to go to school. But once you've done your residency, and depending upon what field you choose in medicine, you know, a lot of doctors do pretty well. And many of them can get their investments back. It takes a little bit of time, but, you know, it's worth it to go to school for these particular degrees. But man, if you want to get into social work, if you want to get into a field that's not specialized, it doesn't make sense to go into debt and spend a bunch of money on school. You can learn on your own. You can go out and do it yourself and save yourself a lot of money, learn and get a lot of sweat equity in it, and create your own business. So again, why don't we give the number out again? We're talking about, is college worth it? 410-481-1010. Can we get rid of that line? Still open. 410-418-1010 if you're outside the listening area. 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. And if you're looking to start a business, you want to be an entrepreneur, you can text us 443-722-1857. So I looked at some things here in The Economist, and they had an article that says, is college worth it? And it says, too many degrees are a waste of money. The return on higher education would be much better if college were cheaper. And it's so true. And here's what I see in a lot of universities. I see a lot of buildings going up. I mean, they're developing all over the place, more apartment buildings, more bigger buildings for each particular subject or each particular department. And I see a lot of administrators making a ton of money, and education costs are going up, but the job prices aren't getting better. They aren't paying more out in corporate America. So who's really getting paid? Who's really benefiting from this boom that's happening with college? And it's the universities. And I hate to, I am from that environment. I'm from education. But man, who's really getting hurt are the college kids who are talented, who are bright, who are sold this bag of goods that, hey, you know, go to school and get a great degree, and then they end up in debt, and now they're paying something back for years and years and years and can't get ahead. So I'm just bringing this issue to light, and I saw something here. It talked about rewarding and the ruins. So these are returns from some universities. So these are people who have gone to school, and this is based on on 20 years, based on after college, 20 years, some returns on their college degrees. So it says the University of Virginia, which is the highest, and this is a combination of all of universities. It's not everybody, but an average of 17.6% return on their college investment. Georgia Tech, 17.1%. Harvard, which is a very prestigious university, 15.1% return on their college education. William & Mary, 14.8%. University of Washington, 14.8%. Stanford, great school, 14.2%. MIT, another great school, 13.9% return on their investment into college. UC Berkeley, another great school, 13.5%. Dartmouth and Yale and Princeton, all 13.3%. UCLA, 12.8% return on their investment. Now, look, I know businesses where you can get started for less than $500 and you can get an infinite return on your investment. Now, again, folks, I'm not knocking school. I'm just putting it out there. We've got Summer on the line here. Hey, Summer, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for calling the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I actually am 21 years old. I was just in college a couple years ago, and I'm actually a big friend of Brendan Nelson, who was speaking earlier.
Oh, how about that?
And okay. I'm like, being about college, I'm actually really passionate about the subject, just because I think what happens in high school is that nobody's really educated on what college can do for us and what kind of actual investment that we're making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're kind of just forced into it from high school, and if you don't go to college, you're looked down upon, and it's kind of just this, like, peer pressure thing.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, like you were mentioning earlier, there's hardly any return on investment, and I'm a business owner myself, so that's something that I really look into. But I think it's a touchy subject just because if you're not a natural entrepreneur, it can be hard to lead yourself in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you don't know exactly what you want to do, that's probably a call for entrepreneurship in some way, shape, or form because you don't want to be structured in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even doctors, because I was listening to you about doctors right before I got on, even doctors, like even with the new healthcare bill, a lot of doctors are not going to be getting paid the same way they got paid before. So their investment is even iffy now.
It sure is.
And so, like, everything, it just kind of seems like a setup. And really, I see a lot of commonalities between the housing bubble that just burst a couple years ago
mm-hmm.
and the education bubble that we're receiving now. I mean, banks are putting out loans and colleges are getting paid anyway, regardless.
Yep.
And banks aren't getting their money back because people aren't getting jobs and can't pay it back. So I think college is a much more deeply rooted economic issue than just whether or not it's worth it. I think it's actually getting to the point where it's financially dangerous for the sake of the country as a whole.
Oh, well said. Summer, how old are you?
I'm 21.
That is, man, you said that so well. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. Just I'm curious. So you're in business for you don't mind sharing them. What type of business are you in?
I'm also in a network marketing business. I focus on internet marketing mm-hmm. and sales.
Awesome.
So, I mean, I realize that, yeah, the internet's going everywhere up. So I wanted to definitely get on that investment.
Wonderful. Well, Summer, thank you so much for calling into the show. I know it was very enlightening for me, and I'm sure many of our listeners. So have a great day. Thank you again, okay?
Right. Thank you for your time.
All righty. Take care. Yep. Bye-bye. Wow. Y'all heard it firsthand there, man. That was really powerful. The numbers are the numbers, you know, and, you know, we have to be honest and we have to tell the people that we care about the truth. And the truth is people are going after the prestige of having a piece of paper and putting on their wall, but they're going into debt and they're getting in trouble with their bills and their taxes and all kind of stuff that they don't really necessarily have to do if they just, you know, look at this economically and make the right financial decision. But as Summer mentioned, we're not taught that. You know, we're in high school and we have these administrators telling us that we should, you know, where to go to school and where we can go, where we can't go, or what they think we're good at. When in actuality, I mean, it is incredible. So, you know, I highly recommend that you guys watch this video, College Bubble. I'm sure she watched it. She sounded like she watched it. If you're a parent listening to this show, I hope I'm making sense to you. I don't, you know, you shouldn't feel bad that you can't afford to send your kid to school. You know, education early on was made to be affordable. We should be able to afford any type of education. And, you know, if your kid is gifted and talented, and he or she is smart enough, trust me, they will be successful. They'll find a way. But you don't want to kill yourself and put yourself in a bad financial situation just to get them a piece of paper. And they're not guaranteed a job. They're not guaranteed anything when they get out. So I want to thank Summer for calling in. What a great, great, great message and a sharp young woman. We've got Baba on line one. Hey, Baba, how you doing?
By the grace of God, good, and yourself?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for calling the show.
Well, I'm calling about college degrees and whatnot. My grandson graduated from Morgan.
Okay.
With a degree in biochemistry.
Oh, he must be a smart kid.
Very, very smart. Well, a lot of people in my family, I'm not bragging, but
no, it's all good.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
And a lot of them. I have an aunt that graduated from University of Maryland years ago. In law,
mm-hmm.
and couldn't get a practice or couldn't get the type of client, and she left Maryland and went to California.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just basically going on to say, well, there are young people now, they're coming out of school with those degrees and whatnot, they are finding it very difficult to get a job in this state and in this country, throughout this country. So it's not the degree and that and the other. It's just the job market.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and once again, the segregation and whatnot that still continues in this country is going on against our young people. It went on against myself. I'm 74 years old, so I know about it. And nothing has basically changed. And these young people now become frustrated because they don't know what went through, what went on. They heard about Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. and all that he went through, and et cetera, and et cetera. But they can't understand that because they believe America and whatnot is this. And I agree with the Ayatollah Khomeini, I'm a big God, who calls America just what it is, the right name, the Great Satan. That's what the Ayatollah Khomeini said in Iran. He calls it by his great, his real name. Don't fool around about it. It's nothing but the Great Satan, especially for people of African descent.
Well, Baba, we appreciate your opinion. We're all entitled to our opinion, man. Thanks so much. Happy New Year to you. All right, so I'm not here to blast America because I live in this country and I appreciate my freedom, but I will tell you this. The educational system here as far as higher education isn't what it once was, and the system is broken. So I firmly believe that this topic today should be eye-opening. It should raise some questions to you as a parent and to even you as a youngster. Now, look, again, I'm not trying to crush anyone's dream. I believe that everyone should have the right to go to school. And that's your dream. If you want to do it, go for it. All I'm sharing with you, I'm just sharing with you some simple facts to really make sure that you're aware of some of the circumstances that can take place if you go too far in debt and you get out. In fact, the president himself is trying to put together some bills where he can waive some of the costs for education or even have people work and pay back their loans because people are so far in debt from college education. It doesn't really give them a start. And you know, as the baby boomers move on and they die off, you know, the next generation of leaders in this country are this particular people. But if they don't own anything, they don't know ownership, if they can't control anything, man, we're not going to be in a great place in another 20 years. So I want to finish up with a couple of other schools here. I'm talking about return on investment. So these are after people graduate from these schools, the type of returns they're getting based on, and this is based on, let me just tell you what it's based on. This is after financial aid, earnings minus the cost of the college, and earnings of a typical high school graduate. So someone from Columbia University, 12.6 return. On investment. Brigham Young University, 12.6. University of Pennsylvania, I mean, that's Ivy League school, 12.5. So these numbers, man, are staggering. And then there's some other schools where it's a negative. So some of these people are coming out of school and they're not finding jobs. It is an interesting topic. So if you want to call into the show, we've got a few minutes left. You can call 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010 if you're in the Baltimore area. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. The question is a college degree worth it? And if you're looking to start a business, you want to be an entrepreneur, if it's early in the year, you want to do something different, you can text us at 443-722-1857, 443-722-1857. As I mentioned early in the show, I come from a family who believed in education. My dad studied medicine early on. He was a teacher, a professor. My mom was in nursing, and they really believed in education. I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, growing up in the inner city, you know, that was kind of like my way out. That's a lot of people's way out is, you know, you have to get education and further yourself and actually get better. And I remember going to school and meeting people that were from affluent families. They were from affluent areas. And, man, they weren't that smart. In fact, college was fun to them. They weren't going there. This wasn't their way out for them. This was just a stepping stone to the next step. And I remember meeting these people, and they had BMWs, and they were driving nice cars, and they just came from affluent households. And you know, when they were done school, they weren't going to work a job. Some of my friends were going to run their dad's businesses. They were going to operate their own companies. You know, some of these people already knew that after school they were going to start business. I have a good friend of mine that I went to high school and college with. This guy owns a $30 million company now. And he knew growing up that, you know, that's the way it was. But a lot of us are taught that, you know, you go to school to get out to get a good job. And I'm telling you guys, I'm here to enlighten you. You know, the way to go is entrepreneurship. Now, if you don't have an entrepreneur bug in your body, then, you know, I get it. You know, work a job. But as Leo mentioned, you want to mentor under someone who owns a business, who's willing to teach you how to potentially own your own down the road. And if you never want to do that, you can work and climb up the corporate ladder and do really well and, you know, be a vice president, CEO, and that kind of thing. But guys, I'm telling you, we have to enlighten our friends, our family members, our kids on the reality on higher education and what it really means and what it can really mean. You know, how it can really potentially get you in trouble to go too far in debt and put yourself in a position where you're under the water very early. And it can be very discouraging for a young person, 22 years old, to get out of school after doing this major feat, graduating from college. I graduated from NYU, or I graduated from Georgetown, or I graduated from, you know, Morgan State, whatever it is. I graduated from school. Now I don't have a job. Now I'm in debt. I got to go back and live with my parents. You know, I don't know what I studied. Let me go work at Starbucks. it just blows me away. So I'm just here to send this message to you all, to really, really push and promote entrepreneurship. Or like Mark Cuban said, you know, start out with a smaller school to start, so you don't have to pay as much. In fact, I love it. If you guys get a chance, you want to Google Mark Cuban and his piece on college education. He graduated from Indiana University, and they call him all the time for money. He told them, do not call me and ask me for any money to put up any building on your property. I don't want to see another sociology building or chemistry building or that. I'm not doing that, because all you're doing is you're creating more jobs for these college administrators, and it's costing the kids more because you want to make a university look good. And that video of the college bubble is so true and so real. You could see it happening. And that's why we're bringing light to entrepreneurship. So if you want to join in, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you want to start a business, you're an entrepreneur, you want to do something, you're not sure, you can text us 443-722-1857. This is Oren Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. I'm going to give you my website as well, just so you know who you're listening to on the radio. You can go to orinsolomon.com. That's orinsolomon.com. And you can, you know, check me out. If you got some comments you want to add about our show, something you want to add, just feel free to send comments out. Love to hear from you. We've got Charles on line one. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to mention, I know a doctor over here in East Baltimore, and he's actually the manager of a Dollar General.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he is an entrepreneur.
He's a doctor.
Oh, you mean he works at the Dollar General.
Right. He's the manager at the Dollar General. He has to dumb himself down for the employees and for the customers. But he's actually a doctor that deals with technical computer stuff.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So I just don't understand why he's at Dollar General and why he hasn't started his own business, and he's, you know, using what he knows to actually do something. He's at Dollar General just passing time.
Yeah. Well, you know, entrepreneurship sometimes, Charles, is not for everyone. Maybe he hadn't figured that out yet, but maybe you should tell him.
Well, I told him, because I run my own business too, and I'm telling him, if I can run a totally free business,
mm-hmm.
You have a doctorate, I could put you to work.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think he enjoys working for Dollar General, though.
Sounds like a win. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you. All right, Charles, take care. We got Michelle online too. Hey, Michelle, how are you? Hello, Michelle.
Hey, it's actually Michael.
Oh, Michael, no, sorry about okay. that. Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on. Hey, I just wanted to say, I appreciate what you're saying about the return on investments with college.
Yep.
There have been a lot of studies done, and overall, I mean, they've shown that people who are going to college are ultimately, in the long term, much more likely to have higher salaries mm-hmm. and a better quality of living in the long term. So even though right now it's kind of a depressed economy, I don't think necessarily that means people ought to consider not going to school. I think your idea about sending people to tier colleges is a good one,
mm-hmm.
To kind of limit costs in the meantime. But honestly, the problem right now isn't that there aren't necessarily enough jobs. It's that we're not graduating people with the right majors.
Mm-hmm.
In Maryland, just a few years ago, there were 16,000 tech programming jobs that opened up in the state. It took them almost 6 years to fill those jobs.
Wow.
So it's not like there aren't enough jobs out there. People who are accountants, people who need programmers, people who need engineers,
mm-hmm.
they can't hire enough of those guys.
Yep. Yep.
The problem is we're graduating too many liberal arts majors. And, I mean, but truly, there's just too many in the market right now. There's
mm-hmm.
too many lawyers. There's too many people who don't have technical skills.
Yep.
And so, I mean, honestly, if I were a parent today with a kid in school, I'd encourage them to try engineering, try something where you could find employment.
Yeah.
But I don't think the issue is that there just aren't enough jobs, period. I think people just aren't getting the right types of degrees for the jobs of the 21st century.
Yeah. Hey, my question, so what would you say to someone who maybe isn't good in that field? Maybe they're not good in biology or engineering, and what would you recommend to that person?
I mean, it's hard. I have a lot of friends right now who live in the D.C. area who, you know, did that journalism or communications major and can't find work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are going back to school and are sucking it up and taking accounting. A lot of them are taking online classes to learn how to program. You know, a lot of folks are just trying to break into different fields.
Yeah.
I will say, I grew up in France for a while,
mm-hmm.
and the education system over there places a lot more emphasis on math and science than ours does here.
Yep.
They're much, much better at teaching kids, you know, basic math skills at a young age, and it allows them, you know, to get more kids to pursue technical degrees in the long term. Here, I think we tend to give up too early.
Yep.
There's a mentality that, oh, we're just bad at math, you know, don't worry about it, let's read a book. and I think that's dangerous. I think in elementary and middle schools, we need to really double down on the math and science skills to give kids that foundation so that if later on they want to go into something in this field, they'll have a good foundation for it.
Good deal. Hey, man, thanks for calling. Do us a favor. Call back. Leave your information with the board up. We'd love to talk to you outside the show. Is that all right?
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks a bunch, man. Have a good day. Take care. Yep. All right, we got Bradley on line three. Hey, Bradley, how you doing?
Yes, great morning. How are you?
Good, doing wonderful. Where are you from? I hear an accent.
Well, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Oh, no, where are you from originally, man? That's not a D.C. accent.
Yes, seriously.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, you sound like you're from the Caribbean somewhere.
Well, you picked up on the fact that because I've lived in West Africa,
I go back
and forth. I travel
okay.
every now and then. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right, sorry about that.
Since 75.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
It has. I've been blessed. But I called because I like your program. I like your show. I like what you have said.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, I would like to get your response, is do you feel that if America had not paid so much attention toward dumbing down the African Americans, that if that wasn't an issue, that we as a group and America as a whole would have been better off if this country had pushed real education in all of its diversities?
Well, you know, there's two ways of looking at that. Because, you know, it wasn't just African Americans that were discriminated against. You know, there was there were Jewish people that were discriminated against, and they used that as a way to do well, to be involved in business and real estate and film, and so it can be a motivating factor for some people. But I do agree that, you know, that has affected some people, but after a while, you can't use it as an excuse. You know what I mean?
Like, in agreement, yes.
Yeah, at some point, we got to take responsibility for who we are and basically where we are.
I agree.
I'll tell you what, though. I had a chance to see the movie Selma over the holiday, man. It was great, great. I loved it. And we took our kids to see it. It was a phenomenal movie. I highly recommend. No matter who you are, you watch that movie to really see what people had to go through to actually just have the right to vote. But I'm of the opinion, Bradley, where I can't blame anybody for anything. You know what I mean? Okay. My parents didn't come from, they came from nothing, and they just taught us to have to work hard and have a lot of friends that are from different parts of the world. So, yeah. I truly believe that, you know, we have the opportunity to be anything we want to be. And, I'm just here, man. I just want to spread this word to people to let them know that they can be, do, and have whatever they want, man. And this is a land of opportunity. And now, don't get me wrong, it's not fair all the time. You know what I mean? We definitely know that and nothing in life is fair, but, we've got a great opportunity here, and I appreciate you calling into the show, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Do me a favor. Call back. Leave your information to the board up. We'd love to reach out to you, okay?
All right.
All right. Take care. Have a good one.
Yes.
All right, guys. We're coming up against it here. We appreciate all the people who called and participated on the show. I want to thank my friend Brendan Nelson for calling in. And again, I don't want you all to get the impression that I'm saying don't go to school. I'm a proponent of education. It's a very important and vital part of being the whole you. I have a 4-year degree. I was a graduate student as well. My wife is an attorney, and we're going to send our kids to school. I'm just saying, if you're in a financial situation and you have a choice between sending your kid to school and like Michael said, you know, not for a specific degree, and you're going to get really far in debt, you want to think twice about that, because you don't want to put yourself behind the eight ball. There's so many opportunities out here in America right now to get wealthy and do well. And entrepreneurship is a great way to go. It's another alternative. So I hope you all enjoyed the show today. I want to thank everyone for calling in. And we're up against it. We'll see you all next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Have a good day.